For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, let's give some stuff away, a little Sporkle. Here we go. We'll blow out these tickets. We got Brad Paisley, we got Foreigner, Cheap Trick, and Jason Bonham, which is on August 2nd, Nickelback. And we got tickets for Guns N' Roses in Miami, which I wouldn't drive to Miami to see them, but I know a lot of people would. Nobody seemed interested in them. But we're not. It's just weird how everybody was like, Guns N' Roses.
Right,
like,
yeah.
It happened.
I would love to see Guns N' Roses.
It's a good show, and it's worth going to, but you'd have to go to Miami.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, go. Yeah. That'll be your day. That'll be your day's pay.
Yeah. Yeah. Boo. It's funny because you both just reminded me of something, how young Haley is, and you talking about Guns N' Roses. Well, just because, like, Guns N' Roses was our time, now they're kind of cool and retro for you. Like, you probably think of them as classic rock.
Well, my older sisters are to credit for me knowing anything about that. So.
Let me show you how old I am. Guns N' Roses was my first CD that I ever bought. CDs were these little round things that played music on.
I had it on cassette.
Yeah.
That lip sync battle show, you know, with LL Cool J, they used T-Rex in the beginning, the song, and I'm just waiting for some young person to be like, oh, that's the theme song to lip sync battle. No.
That all started, you know, when that was really weird, is Steven Tyler on American Idol. Where Joey would be like, that's the guy from American Idol.
Right.
It's the goddamn guy from Aerosmith.
Yeah, it's where you are in your life, where you know these people.
I know.
Yeah.
That is so weird. All right. Galvin, what line are you playing for?
I'm going to win today for line 5.
Line 5. Good morning. Who is this?
Sean.
Hi, Sean John. Galvin's playing for you, Spanish.
I'm going to win again today for line 3.
Good morning. Who is this?
Morning, this is Eddie.
Hi, Eddie. Spanish is playing for you. I'll take line 12. Hi, who is this? Oh, so loud! Sir?
Good morning. This is Barry.
Much better. Hi, Barry. I'm playing for you. Please hold on. Haley is the keeper of Sporkle. Joseph, OJ's best friend, McGuire, the third. Pep DeSanto is your judge. Haley, what are we playing today?
Okay, so this one is, can you name the movie based on how the main character is introduced in their first scene?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, your first one. This character wakes up and walks out to grab the newspaper like any other day, only to look up and discover that an alien...
Independence Day.
Yes.
Ah.
Nice. While seemingly confined in a one-room cell, this character tells the audience how he recently completed the perfect bank robbery.
Inside Job.
Inside Man.
Damn it!
This character quits her job with a smile as she prepares to marry a man purely for his money. She's back to the job in 3 months.
Princess Diaries.
Bad teacher.
This character faces a parole board hearing where he unsuccessfully tries to convince them that he's been rehabilitated.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yes. This character convinces his parents that he's sick, then he walks the audience.
First Bueller's Day Off.
This character enters a classroom to tell his friends about how he saw a girl's underwear while walking down the hall.
16 candles.
No, that
Pretty
is...
Pink.
Yeah, no.
Can I give hints?
No. Weird Science. No, what is it? Damn it, we all guessed. What is it?
Superbad.
Superbad.
McLovin.
Yeah.
This character arrives in Port Royal to commander one of the ships, pick up a crew in Tortuga, raid, pillage...
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Star Wars, A New Hope.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes.
On the board.
On a sting, two officers blow this character's cover by confronting the arms dealer he was trying to arrest. This character then accidentally blows up his target's car.
Rush Hour.
Yes. After some freshmen ask him if this is the Delta House, this character...
Animal House.
Yes. Well, that was too good, guys.
Who got that?
This character...
Mike got that.
Damn right I did.
This character confronts her sister, who wakes up from a nightmare. She then leaves her house to go hunting.
The Hunger Games.
Proud of you. This character is dumped by his girlfriend and proceeds to angrily blog about her.
The social network.
That was all of you.
Who finished that first?
That was me.
Who finished it first?
Yeah.
Finished it or started it?
Finish it first. That's the rule for some reason in this stupid game.
Through a long point of view shot, we see this character stalk and murder his teenage sister.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Stalk and murder his
seems like a very good brother.
That seems like a good...
Michael Myers, Halloween.
Oh,
it's his sister.
At a town meeting, this character scratches a chalkboard, irritating all in attendance before offering to solve the town's problems for a hefty price.
Jaws.
Yes. While serving in the French Foreign Legion in Egypt, this character fights off a band of nomads trying to prevent him from discovering something very dangerous.
Mummy.
This character arrives at work to find chaos ensuing due to hamsters running loose in his lab.
Dr. Doolittle.
Oh, no. The Clumps.
The Nutty Professor?
Yeah. Different Eddie Murphy vehicle.
Thank you.
While the rest of her family is murdered by Nazis, this character escapes when the main villain chooses not to shoot
her. Inglourious Bastards.
Yes.
What is the score?
The score right now, Galvin, you are in last with 3. I am in second with 5. Michael, you are leading this race, but only by 1 with a total of 6.
Haley, are we past halfway?
Yeah, we're on 17 out of 20.
Okay, so we're on the final 3.
All right.
Bored at work, this character sets off a Rube Goldberg machine he made. Minutes later, he has to defuse a bomb.
Fight Club?
Mission Impossible?
Speed.
The Rock, Stanley Goodspeed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery.
Yeah, is it?
Mm-hmm.
This character holds the protagonist up against a wall. He then says he will be paying his dues late this month, but can split his buried treasure when he finds it.
National Treasure.
No.
Dodgeball.
Do you need the full title?
No.
Nah, that's fine. Yeah.
Terrorists attack a caravan traveling through Afghanistan and kidnap this character to get him
killed.
Last one, during his daughter's wedding, this character hesitates
Godfather.
While...
Godfather.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, on the day of my daughter's wedding. You know.
What's the final score?
The final score, Michael, you and I are actually tied right now.
Yeah. Uh-oh, and I'm out?
Yeah.
All right, do you have one more or no?
That's all I got in the email.
You know what? That's fine because it's Friday. We got extra prizes to give away anyway.
Oh, you're gonna
can you
get the time?
Can you give us one?
How the character is introduced?
Yeah.
Or just any type of movie.
How the character is introduced? Let me think.
It's how the movie opens.
Right.
Is what it is.
I have one.
Yo.
Okay. This character is on a playground and she beats up a little boy. First, she defends a little boy and beats him up when he is being picked on.
I don't like child abuse movies.
Big Daddy?
No. Not that I'm saying this. I'm going to make sure I'm right. Sandra Bullock and Miss Congeniality.
Happy to say I'm
good. I have one. This movie opens on the character's hands holding a bottle of whiskey and a gun, and you hear the radio on, and he's in his car.
Hands, whiskey, and a gun, and the radio.
And I'll give you even more of a hint. The hands that are holding the whiskey and the gun aren't actually this character's hands. It's the director of the film.
Is that Raging Bull?
No. How do you not guess? Shawshank Redemption.
She already did Shawshank.
Did she?
Yeah.
Well, that was
a great hint.
That was Red, though. This was Andy. Yeah. This is a different character.
It wasn't a character. It was the first scene of the movie.
That's the first scene of the movie. That's not.
You win.
That was how the character
I believe
was.
You over the quiz. Yeah. Fine. First place in tie.
Yes.
There you go.
Take tie into the
Sweet
weekend.
Sweet Jesus. You did a very good job. It was a little
fast.
Well, you did something a little bit odd. You pronounced all the words right. We're so totally not used to that.
That threw me off.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.